Joined now by Coach Jeff Tatum, talking about the Buskers coming off of their bye week and a couple of weeks to get back to some basics and prepare for this game today. And the Huskies, always a tough call. Last year, we had a wild scoring affair with them, lost 38-34 there at home. But, Coach, as you take a look at this game and this matchup, we'll look at that in just a moment. But as you reflect on your last 2 weeks here and what you've done and getting back to some basics on some things, how has it been over this 2 weeks in the bye week?
I tell you what, the bye week, you know, which I've said a couple times, came in a bad time, but also came in a good time because it did give us a chance to go back to the basics and work on tackling, which we've done a very poor job of the first three games. And we went back and did last week practice just like it was a game. We tackled a guy to the ground, and hope that pays off tonight. And then, you know, it also did give us a opportunity to work a little bit more time on Air Force prep. You know, running the option is something that's in a way is easy to defend, but at times it's hard to defend because you have to be disciplined. Plus, it's an offense that you don't see every day, so your defense is not built to stop those type guys. And so we went back, and Coach West and Coach Gibson and Coach Kelly put together a real good game plan for this afternoon.
You know, when you mentioned about you got to be really disciplined to be able to defense the option play, assignment football really is what it boils down to. And obviously that's been something I'm sure you've been working on defensively with Coach Lou West and in his scheme. Before we talk a little bit more about that, talk about your offensive production thus far on the year. You feel like you're pretty well balanced. I think, what is it, somewhere around 600 yards, lower 600 yards in rushing, and 800 yards through the air. And not too bad, 1,400 yards for total on the year.
Well, you know, you always want to be balanced. And when I first took the job here, one of the first questions I got at the BAA was, Coach Tatum, how do you like to be? And I like to be balanced. You know, I'm not greedy. I don't really care how we win as long as we win. I don't have an ego. You know, if they're going to give us the run, we're going to take the run. If they're going to give us a pass, we're going to take the pass. We're going to take what's open, and Coach Miller's done a great job this year of watching what they're doing, and just like we did against Hutchinson, we'll get in the eye and we'll kind of bunch them up together and throw the ball, and then we'll spread everybody out and run it, which is kind of backwards from what most people think. They think when you spread the football field that you're actually trying to throw it every down, when you're not. You're actually opening up running lanes. And same thing when you get them all bunched up together and you're in the eye with a tight end, everybody thinks you're going to run, and that's when we throw the ball. And so it's paid off so far. Coach Miller and Coach Flez have done a great job, you know, balancing the offense, and our offensive line's doing a real good job of blocking. You know, a lot of times, the only time you mention the offensive lineman is when things go bad. But, you know, and Nick and Rio, Nick and Niles and Rod and Jamal are getting all the credit, and when it's really the big five up front doing the job.
Well, we're going to find out how well that offense and rushing and passing are going to come together this afternoon here. As I'd mentioned before about the fact of assignment football, and you want to string it out all the way to the sideline and not allowing them seams and them avenues to make them cuts and the option play. Has that been something the guys have really been able to become more adept at this last 2 weeks?
Well, that's one thing that we really emphasized to them. And matter of fact, one day we went out there and practiced to make sure that we were doing the right job. Is we didn't even have a football to make sure those guys tackle the right person. You know, the guy that's in charge of dive, tackle the dive, and not worry about the quarterback. And the guy's in charge of the quarterback, tackle the quarterback, not worry about the dive or the pitch. And the same thing with the guy on the pitch. Don't worry about the quarterback and dive. You worry about the pitch. And we did that one day, and I think it really helped us. And then growing up, you know, in Alabama in the 70s, everybody ran the wishbone, which it's a branch off from the wishbone, and kind of had an idea. And one of the things, you know, that they talk about, you know, takeaway dive, quarterback, and pitch, and that's not all it's in store for it. You also, when we talk to our guys all week, when the defensive end has dive, you got to knock the running back so the quarterback can't move up and down the line of scrimmage. We got to move the offense the line of scrimmage back, and that's something I think our guys have done a real good job of understanding what they're trying to do to us. A lot of times, it's easier for you to do your job if you understand what the other guy's trying to do against you.
Air Force prep has a lot of new guys every year and a lot of new personnel. What do you know about their athletes?
Well, I know the quarterback's a real good football player. Watching him on film, we haven't gotten a roster yet, and I kind of goes back to, let's not worry about us. I mean, about them. Let's worry about us. And they're a true wishbone team. They run it most of the time. They do get out of it a little bit, but they're more of a wishbone team than they were a year ago. And they got, of course, they're gonna have a nice fullback that I always consider a tweener, a guy that's not quite fast enough to be a tailback and not quite big enough to be a fullback, but he does the job. He's going to ask to hit up in there, and those guys kind of lull you to sleep. All of a sudden you stop them, and all of a sudden they break off a nice 30-40 yard run. Their quarterback this year doesn't throw quite as well as the guy did last year. The guy was a little more of a quarterback passer, where this guy that they got this year is more of a true option type quarterback. Of course, up front they're a little bigger than you would expect. Last year was one of the things that was different from when I was here last time, was their defense and offensive line were a little bigger. This afternoon, I hope we're able to take the football game to them.
Your kicking game was a real key factor in getting a new recruits in for that on this year, and it's been a complete 180 from a year ago. Your thoughts about that?
Well, that was one of the things that when we sat down and started recruiting, we were going to make sure of it, that we were going to upgrade in the kicking game. It's kind of a joke with me. It's kind of like having a wife. You can't live with her, you can't live without her. And that's the way it is with a kicker. Those guys sometimes can be a little bit different, a little strange, but both these guys are pretty level-headed and done a great job kicking. And that was one of the things that we made a conscious effort, was to upgrade our kicking game. And we tried to go out and find those guys. Not only, you miss an extra point, that's points that are taken off the board, but the other thing that people forget about is when they kick off, they don't kick it off very deep. And we took advantage of last week, because our kick return guys, they're starting at the 50. It's a whole lot easier to score starting at the 50-yard line than it is at your own 20 or 25.